Well, hey there, and welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is the podcast where we believe that 5 minutes a day can make a difference in the rest of your day. Hey, my name is Bobby McGraw, and I get to serve as one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church, and our team is so grateful that you've made this part of your day. We're located on the northeast side of Atlanta, so if you don't have a place that you call your church home, I would love to invite you to come check us out this Sunday. If you want to find out more about what Sunday looks like, just swing by our website, which is simply www.sugarhill.church. And there you can find out a little bit more about what we're like when we gather and get directions. We'd love to get to meet you. Well, today on the podcast, I want to talk about the fact that things aren't always as they seem to be. In other words, sometimes we think we see a situation for what it is, when in reality, there's something else going on. Now, for me, literally, there are times when I don't see things right. There are literally times when I miss something. I don't see it, even though it's right in front of my face. And what I mean by that is when I was born, my left eye was born with really, really tight muscles on my eye. And so my eye couldn't move the way that it was supposed to. So I had a corrective surgery that loosened the muscles too much. So I got a lazy eye and then another surgery to try to line it back up. And then probably 6-7 years ago, I had a third surgery on that left eye. And what's happened is my eyes are slightly misaligned. And what that means practically is that my brain oftentimes will turn off the vision in my left eye or else I would see double vision. And so I'm majorly right eye dominant. And so what that means is there are times where there'll be something to the left of my, you know, sort of on the left eye side of my face that I don't see, even though I think I see it clearly. Now, what does that have to do with this podcast? Well, in 2 Kings chapter 6, there's a story about Elisha. Elisha is this great man of God who has been causing trouble for the enemy of the people of God. So in 2 Kings 6, we read about this group of people called the Arameans. There's a king of Aram that was waging war against Israel. And so he got so sick and tired of Elisha always short-circuiting his plan to attack Israel that he wanted to take this man of God out. And so it says in 2 Kings chapter 6 that the king of Aram got some of his guys together and said, here's what we're going to do. This is how we're going to attack Israel. And once again, Elisha knows what's going on, and he warns Israel, and so Israel is always one or two steps ahead, and this king gets ticked off. He decides, I want to take out Elisha. And so on one of these days, Elisha and his intern are camping out, and the king of Aram sends his army, and the army surrounds them. Some people would say that there's 25, 30,000 soldiers surrounding just Elisha and his intern traveling on their way, camped out. And when they wake up the next morning, the intern says to Elisha, Elisha, those that are with us are less than those that are with them. And so this little intern guy points at the thousands of soldiers that are surrounding Elisha. And yet Elisha doesn't wig out. He doesn't freak out. He doesn't lose his cool. He stands there confidently. Well, how could he do that? Because he saw things differently. Today, I want to encourage you to think about what you see. There are going to be circumstances that seem overwhelming. There's going to be stuff that seems like there's no way out. But if we can see clearly, we can do the right thing. The first thing I think we have to see is, number one, that the enemy has a strategy. There is an enemy that wants to attack us. And oftentimes, I would say 99.9% of the times, the enemy is not the person you think it is. It's not the person you can see. It's not the person that's hurt you at work or in your relationship. Most of the time, the enemy is the devil. He's whatever you call him, Lucifer, the devil, Beelzebub, whatever you call him. What I want you to know that he's real and he has a strategy, and his strategy is to undo whatever God's doing in your life. And so in our marriages, in our work, in our striving for holiness, he wants to undo those things. So number one, see that there is an enemy who has a strategy to undo what God's doing in your life. But secondly, we need to see the strength of God. We must see that God is stronger than our enemy. And so what Elisha says to his assistant, he says to him, those that are with us are more than those that are with them. And the intern thinks, there's no way. I mean, look at all of these soldiers. And here's what Elisha does. He prays in 2 Kings 6, verse 17. He says, God, would you open his eyes so that he can see? And man, God opens the servant's eyes. And it says in verse 17, and he looked and he saw that the hills were full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. There's this major scene where God flexes his muscles and says, I'm stronger than whatever you're facing. So number one, see that there's an enemy that has a strategy. Number two, see that God is stronger than the enemy, that those that are with us are more than those that are with them. And then finally, number three, we need to see the steps to take. We must see the steps to take. Elisha's response isn't to strike this army dead, but instead, and I would encourage you to read it, he does something so amazing that those soldiers go home knowing that Israel's God is real, and they never tried to attack them again. And here's the principle of today, that when we can see as God sees, we can do what God wants us to do. And so today, I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what that internal struggle is. I don't know what that fight is that you're tempted to walk away on and give up. Today, man, know that there's an enemy that would love for you to quit, but know that even though the enemy's there, your God is stronger. And that when you can see the situation as God sees that situation, you can do what he wants you to do. Man, would you pause today before making some crazy decision instead of rushing ahead? Would you stop and say, God, would you help me to see what you see? And God, would you help me to do what I want you to do? Man, I hope that's helpful to you today. I hope it's encouraging to you. And if there's anything I can be praying for you about, feel free to shoot me an email. It's just simply Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at sugarhillchurch.com. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow on the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.